This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Despite all the hubbub today over who Donald Trump might or might not choose or have chosen as his running mate, and the frenzy we are all in for over the next 2 weeks during the party conventions, the fact is it's a long haul till November the 8th. So we are going to take some time between now and then to just talk. Talk to people who are observers of our world from all points on the political spectrum. And today, with somebody who has the often difficult job of trying to make us laugh at it all. Larry Wilmore is a comedian. He's an actor. He's a writer and showrunner. And since 2015, also the host of The Nightly Show on Comedy Central. Larry, good to have you with us.
My pleasure.
Give me the thumbnail sketch of how you see your job, other than just commenting, right? Other than just pointing out the craziness.
We go a little further on our show. We try to take the underdog's point of view. We always try to do, as I say, keep it authentic, keep it 100% real. What is the real story under here? What do we really want to find under here that is the truth of something that we want to talk about? You know, those are the underpinnings of what we do on our show, as opposed to just making a random joke about something, you know.
There will come a time, my guess would be, in the next couple of months as this election progresses, where you will have Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton sitting in front of you on the set of The Nightly Show. What's the first question to each of them?
By the way, that would be awesome.
Well, they'll make the rounds. You know that. You're up. You're
Are
an
you A-lister. Saying I'd have them on the same show at the same time?
No. Separately.
Oh, okay.
It's not like we're doing the Nightly Show debate, right? We're doing, you know, you with each of them, and they're going after the demographic and all that, right?
It depends what just happened. Trump says things every single week. I will probably be reacting to the thing he said like
true.
two days. It's true. The thing that he said 2 days before that is something that I can't believe that he said, even though he has said things months leading up to that I also believe that he couldn't say.
All right.
That's
all
what
right.
you ask Trump.
All right. Fair enough.
So like you say, Trump, how are you still in this? How is it possible?
And his response would be interesting. What do you ask Hillary?
I don't know. I'd want her to really, really tell the truth about something. I think that's what I would get her to do.
How's that going to work, though? Because
I don't know. I try to get her to be as honest as possible about something and see how that goes and have fun with that. I would choose different subjects where, you know, you have to be truthful about all of these things.
Yeah. What do you do, though, when, you know, so the saying is tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Yes.
Right? What do you do when the tragedy comes? And obviously, I'm not talking here about just the politics in this country, but about the events of the past, you know, couple of weeks and month or so. What do you do when the tragedy comes like every night, man?
It's really tough. There was the shooting last year in Charleston, South Carolina that was horrible. And we just wanted to talk about how it was being covered and, you know, made a show out of that. But it was very difficult. It was a tough day on everybody whenever those types of things happen. You know, it's not easy to do, but, you know, it's part of the challenge of our job because we like the news shows, are reacting in real time as they happen. And we know that people are at home have experienced those things themselves by reading the news and watching the news and that kind of thing.
Newt Gingrich said something the other day after Dallas and Baton Rouge and St. Paul. And I want to get your thoughts on it. He said, you know, normal white Americans have no idea what it means to be black in this country today. You buy that?
Absolutely. I don't think you can. It would be unusual if you could. He's right. I agree.
So what's the way through? I mean, as a guy whose job it is to sort of observe this society.
It's tough to say because people have said over the years, well, we need to have a conversation. And then you have a conversation and people say, you're racist. How dare you have that conversation? You know? So is it legislation? Is it conversation? Is it people, you know, dying off and new generations coming up who don't have that point of view or whatever? I mean, some of it's probably that, you know. And views change over time, too. So I think it's going to be a combination of a lot of different factors.
Do you ever look at Al Franken, who made his name writing for Saturday Night Live and being on TV as a comedian, and say, and now he's a senator, obviously. You ever look at him and say, man, I can do that?
Oh, God, no. I would never want to do that. I mean, I give him a lot of credit. I mean, he was a guy who obviously believed in a lot of causes and stuff. And you know how they say, well, why don't you put your money where your mouth is? And that's what he wanted to do. If you care about things, there's a lot of different ways to do that. And I kind of like the way that I'm doing it. I don't think I'd ever want to be in Congress or the Senate. I think I would go crazy.
Back at the beginning of this campaign, it was, I think it's fair to say, a comedian's delight, right? There was almost too much material for you guys. Do you now a year plus
the material
plus
is writing itself.
I know.
Which is a huge benefit because you can lay off your writing staff. They can collect unemployment for a while. You know, and you say, sorry, guys, the material's writing itself. We don't need you for
here's
a while.
Here's the question, though. Are you still laughing? Is it still writing itself?
Well, it was always scary. Let's be clear about that. I mean, there's always the laugh with the, oh, no, what's going on? I think it's always the combination. You have to learn to laugh at all these things. I mean, that's our job, too. So we have to find the jokes in all of it, no matter how scary or dark things may appear.
Larry Wilmore, you know him from The Nightly Show. Larry, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.